Grant explores events and historic sites around northern Minnesota. This week, it's Bay Majigamog.
I look high, I look low, I'm looking everywhere I go, looking.
That's the sound of Native American drums and singing at the second annual Bay Majigama Powwow, which was recently held in Bemidji. Powwows are, of course, gatherings of Native American peoples. They come together to honor and maintain their culture, their traditions, and to maintain a spiritual connection with their ancestors and traditional way of life. They can also be a bridge to understanding between cultures as they educate non-Native Americans about Native customs and ways of life. Everybody is welcome at most powwows, and they're great fun. They're singing and dancing with approximately 350 people participating, a feast featuring walleye and wild rice. And with the participants dressed in their beautiful, colorful regalia, they can be some of the most visually stunning events I've ever attended. As a photographer at a powwow, as I am, it's almost overwhelming. How can I possibly capture the color, action, and emotion in a few shots? I arrived at the Sanford Center in Bemidji several hours before the start of the powwow to talk with people as they were getting ready. One of these was a lovely young lady whose grandmother was braiding her hair and helping her get her moccasins on. Could you tell me your name?
Natalie.
So do you go to a lot of powwows?
Yeah.
You do? You like? What do you like about going to the powwows?
You get to dance.
Get to dance? And what kind of dancing do you like to do? Is there your special dance that you do?
Two. She does jingle and shawl. Oh, three. And traditional.
Jingle, shawl, and traditional.
Yeah.
We bring both outfits with to the powwows. So she'll change whenever she wants. She's going to start grand entry in the jingle today. It's her choice. I let her decide.
So could you tell me anything at all about your regalia? It's really pretty. I know that. Did you make any of it yourself?
No.
No? Who did make it? Do you know?
Don
LaBranche.
Made my jingle dress.
And
my
leggings.
And my moccasins. And Bernice.
Mitchell Ryder.
Made my shawl and, yeah.
Your shawl and your traditional.
Yeah.
The shawl outfit can be traditional or shawl. It's just, instead of wearing the shawl around her and dancing like a butterfly or anything, sure, just stand in place and dance or move very slowly. Dance sideways are usually the traditional ways. Shawl, she can go fast. Sure, be flare her shawl out, her ribbons, lots of ribbons on it. So it'd be like, they say, like a butterfly.
So what kind of dancing do you like best? Is there one you like better than another?
No, I like all of them.
Natalie, like virtually everyone else I talked with at the powwow, was very friendly, welcoming questions and providing information about what I was seeing. Every powwow starts off with a grand entry. It's led by an honor guard carrying staffs and flags and includes all of the dancers and participants in the powwow. I talked with one honor guard member to find out a little more about what they do.
My name is Dean Johnson. I'm the vice commander of the White Earth Veterans Association honor guard, and we do lots of military rites for funerals. We do powwows. We bring in the colors for other events like special ceremonies, or if we're going to be opening of a conference or something, we would be bringing in the colors for them.
And is it traditional at most powwows that you do the or lead off the grand entrance?
That's correct. Veterans always bring in the staffs and the colors at the start of every powwow.
This year, AMPRS, the Association of Minnesota Public Educational Radio Stations, help organize the event, including coordinating volunteers. I spoke with Bonnie Lundorf.
I am the volunteer coordinator for Bemidjigamog 2016.
And how many volunteers do you have, roughly?
Over 30 this year.
And what kinds of things are they doing?
They are doing everything from greeting to registration, helping out in the handicapped areas. I've got some people helping with the feast, lots of people helping with the feast.
And this, you did this last year as well?
I did. Last year was our learning year, and this year it seems like it's smooth sailing.
Anything else you wanted to mention?
If you've never been to a powwow, this is the one to come to because it's an educational powwow. It's a great way to learn etiquette and tradition, and it's a great place to be.
You're listening to Close to Home, and this week I'm visiting the Bemidjigamog Powwow in Bemidji. The drumming and singing you're hearing in the background was part of the hand drum competition, one of a number of competitions or specials that were held throughout the day. Besides the hand drum, specials included men's grass dance, men's traditional, jingle dress, and women's fancy shawl, which I think was my favorite, where women in their brightly colored shawls dance with the movements inspired by butterflies. In addition to the specials, there were many intertribal dances where everyone, native and non-native alike, was welcome to come down and dance around the circle. I spent most of the day photographing the event, and with so much going on, it was sometimes hard to focus on any one thing. I did spend some time photographing details, such as moccasins, leggings, shawls, and other pieces of regalia. That's when I noticed one piece that particularly struck me. On the yoke of a young lady's outfit was a beautifully beaded white buffalo. I suppose this piece attracted me because of my own personal connection to bison, having lived and worked among them many years ago. I had to find out more about this white buffalo.
My name is Ashley, and I am Chichanku Lakota from the Plains. And the white buffalo is a creation story where the white buffalo calf woman came to us, and she gave us a pipe and our traditions, and she rolled over four times, turning into different colors each time, until she turned into a white buffalo calf and left us. With the pipe, she brought us our traditions, our language, our customs, and that's why it's on the back of my yoke. And you can see the different colors of how she turned, beaded into it.
And who made it?
My mom made it, and we incorporated some different aspects of my other culture, Onondaga from New York, into it. So there's some raised beadwork, but it's a story that we changed the style we beaded it in to represent myself.
And do you do a lot of powwows?
Whenever we can, when we're not busy or when they're close by.
And what do you like about going to powwows? What's your favorite thing about it?
The community about it. There's no fear in going out and dancing. It's where everyone comes to gather, and you be yourself, and you represent who you are.
Singing, dancing, being yourself, representing who you are, while honoring your traditions and your culture. At the Bemidjigamog Powwow in Bemidji. If you want to see some of my photos of the powwow, check out the KAXE KBXE Northern Community Radio Facebook page. For Northern Community Radio, I'm Grant Frazier, and this is Close to Home.
Close to Home, made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.